NFL head coach, you guys all want to play at noon on Sunday at home. How do you weigh the advantage, the pluses and maybe minuses of doing all this?
Well, that's precisely the reason that we elected to come over earlier in the week, so that we could get the players adjusted not only to the travel but also to the time zone change. And so I was very, very pleased with their response this morning and the way they practiced today, considering, you know, we arrived here yesterday. So we will gradually acclimate them and adjust their body clocks to kick off at 5 o'clock, and we've got several days to do that.
Is your schedule, as far as what you do with the players, meeting wise, film wise, is it pretty much the same from here on out? As if you were
This morning when we started out, it was no different than a normal Wednesday for us in St. Louis. Our organization, with the help of everybody here, has done a tremendous job setting up the Grove Hotel as if it was a facility. And so we started meetings with no glitches, and everything went very well this morning.
You have to send the message to them, or they just already know this is a business trip, you know, even though you're in London, there's pretty big spectacle here.
Oh, no, they know it's a business trip. Yeah, they know the reason we're here. And there'll be some time for them, and there's some things that I think they're looking forward to doing. But, I mean, this is a young football team that knows how to prepare, knows how to practice, and you know, knows how to study and has their priorities in order.
Jeff, how do you feel about having a home game thousands of miles away from home, in a stadium where there probably be more fans supporting the away team? How do you feel about that?
Well, this is an opportunity for us, you know, to play here. And, you know, we had a lot of Green Bay Packer fans in our stadium last weekend, so they traveled very well as well. It didn't bother us a bit, didn't have an impact on the outcome of the game. We're excited to be here. The organization has been looking forward to it since we were informed. We're excited to be in this facility here for the first time and to get out and spend some time. But it's going to be a great experience for a lot of our young players. And I think it'll be a tremendous learning experience for our organization.
Yeah, have you ever been here, Coach?
Yes, I have. I was here in the late 80s with the Philadelphia Eagles. What they had back then was the American Bowl, and those were preseason games. And then I came in, '92 with the San Francisco 49ers in another preseason game.
Do you get a sense there's an appetite for football here in London?
Well, I haven't been back since '92, but back in both those trips that I made, they were very excited about football here.
Jeff, how important is it for you on that note to raise the profile of the game over? I mean, do you see, thinking about your appearance as well, is it sort of about your team being ambassadors for the game?
Well, it's an opportunity for us, to spread the word, I'd like to say maybe the Rams are back. And so that was a thing that was exciting for us. And now, of course, we have to play well. The entire organization, starting with Mr. Kroenke, our owner, and Kevin Demoff, and everybody's excited to be here.
What do you think of the accommodations where you're staying, and also just the facilities here?
Well, the accommodations are excellent. The food's probably too good, but the accommodations are great. The facility over there is perfect. There's a field over there, as you know, and we had a walk through there, and we'll practice there Friday, so no issues over there. And then, you know, I've just seen this room and the practice field so far. I haven't had an opportunity to tour the facility, but it's very, very impressive, and the guys did a great job on our fields.
Jeff, the commissioner's seems to be edging towards a permanent team in London sometime soon, maybe the next decade. Would you support that idea?
You know, you have to talk to the commissioner about that. I think he's going to be in this weekend. But I'm sorry?
Yeah, but you yourself?
Oh, I think it would be great if the owners and the commissioner, if that's something that they want. There's some things I'm certain that need to be worked out, and that's travel, and that's the most important thing in our business, is that we, all 32 teams, remain competitive, and there's competitive balance in our league. And so the question would be, I'm sure, you know, how they would facilitate that.
Can we ask you, too, about the Rooney Rule? Because in the English Soccer League at the moment, the Players' Union are calling for a Rooney Rule such as you have in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Can you just tell us why the Rooney Rule works for you?
Well, yes, that started as a result of some strong feelings that the late Bill Walsh had and spent time with the Rooneys, and he wanted to make sure that there was equality in not only coaching but also in the front office. And all the clubs are abiding by that, and it's working, and we're getting, you know, it's helping with the diversity in the front office and head coaching.
Coach, about the game, Tom Brady and the receiving core in some ways is a similar challenge because you face an elite quarterback with a lot of options last week. What are maybe some of the similarities and differences of the challenge this week?
Yeah, they're playing as a group probably as good as they've ever played, in my opinion. That's over the years. That's going back a few years with the weapons that he has now, the healthy tight ends, the versatile backs that he has out of the backfield, and, of course, the receiving core. And he's playing at a much faster pace than they have. And so creates problems, puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And so, you know, we're going to have to obviously try to slow that pace down a little bit. To give you an example, they've got over 75 more rush attempts than the league average right now. And so, and that shows you how many plays they're getting off. And so there's obvious reasons that they're first in the National Football League in offense.
They're running the ball better than they have in some of their top clubs, aren't they?
Yes, and they're running it a lot more, yeah.
Coach, you've had a lot of success getting after the quarterback this season. Do you feel that's going to be important this week against Tom Brady?
Well, pressure on good quarterbacks is essential if you can get it, but you can't manufacture it because, you know, Tom's too smart. He'll see it and get rid of the football. You have to be able to do it with a consistent four-man rush.
Have you at all prepared for rain this weekend? And if it does rain, how do you think it is?
Well, we've got rain in the U.S. also. So, so we've got, yeah, I mean, the concern would be the footing, especially for the defensive standpoint, because it's you know, defense is reacting where offense knows where they're going, and we're playing such a dynamic offense that would be a concern. But we have an offense as well, so. But my understanding is they're 0% on Sunday.
Coach, just to ask you about your team overall. You and Leslie did a lot of kind of wheeling and dealing in the draft last year. One of the biggest movers. You're already on more wins this year than last season. What kind of base do you think you've got, and how far can this team go from where they are now?
Well, we're excited about the start, but we've only begun. We've got the number one picks in the next couple years, which are going to help us. We've been, you know, we're not opposed to changing this roster on a weekly basis if we get an opportunity. We did so last week. We made another move by bringing in Chris Williams from who was released by the Bears. So, you know, the building process is ongoing. Nobody told us that we couldn't compete for the division this year when both of us accepted the job, so that's what we're doing. And, you know, obviously we're disappointed in the losses. There was a couple of them that, you know, could have gone the other way, but we can't change that. We're moving forward. And the thing I like about this team is that they're very consistent, and from the standpoint of taking one game at a time and not looking ahead. And so they're very focused on this one. They understand what their challenges are, and so, you know, we'll move on.